The Ticket.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah! Jabba the Wee's in a Marble Falls street game. Jabba the Wee's in the club likes to make it rain. Jabba the Wee's says he believes in the mean green.
Jabba the Wee's,
that's just his code word for smoking weed. His life is all sex, drugs, and violence. Doesn't care about your moment of silence.
Paul,
now you better let the big man speak. It's the Jabba the Wee's.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah. What a great song.
Really is. Log on to theticket.com to win a four-pack of tickets to the Good Guys 23rd Lone Star Nationals taking place October 2nd through 4th at Texas Motor Speedway. More info, go to good-guys.com. Joining us now from the Ticket's Juggernaut Morning Show, International Chirp Chirp, George Dunham.
Hello, Bud and Dan.
Hey!
You know, I was just with my youngest daughter yesterday, and we were in the backyard kicking it around and said, we looked at our wood pile, it was pretty low. And she said, what about Jub Wood? Because I said, I'm going to call my wood guy. And she goes, what about Jub Wood? There's no better wood than Jub Wood.
Man, I got a bunch this year, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, we lost some trees.
Yeah, lightning.
We got some wood for you, Dan.
All right. Yeah, Jub.
Some Jub Wood?
Jub will allow me to pick from his mansion and his sprawling many, many, many acres.
Nah, I just live out in the shack.
All right.
Shack.
So, Bob, you digitize, and I know you've been digitizing your vids.
Sure.
Can we call them vids?
If you want to.
Totes.
And if you need to see that 2004 Holiday Bowl, I can help you.
Well, I apparently didn't save as much video as you, because I rolled through I had one box full of videos, and I've digitized that long ago. But I still have. I used to be a barback, so I would take the empty Bud Light cases or whatever home, and I'd fill them with cassette tapes. And I still have a full Bud Light case box full of cassette tapes. And so it's a long, long, slow process to digitize your audio tapes because it's all real time. So if you got a tape that's an hour on each side, guess what? That takes 2 hours.
That's right.
Or 2 hours and 5 minutes to label it and save it and all that kind of stuff. So
working around softball.
I've got a ton of stuff, too, from my time in Cleveland and Dayton and Youngstown. And early Ticket, I'm uncovering more and more stuff here. A while back, I found the old Rusty Greer flyball challenge.
Oh, that was great. What a day.
I'm looking here at a Musers pick of the panda with Leon. Is everybody familiar with Picks of the Panda?
You may want to fill them in.
It is Norm and Andy Panda. Norm, of course, does Picks of the Pole. And a long time ago, I guess, did he get busted, or it was just well known that he would drive in the HOV lane, but he would put a giant State Fair 1 stuffed panda in the seat next to him in order to get away with driving in the HOV lane.
Yeah, and I think he got, originally I think he got busted, and then he turned it into, isn't this a funny bit thing?
And you guys would do pics of the panda. So the panda has a voice.
Boy, there's some certain genius to that, if you could pull it off, but I think it does speak about the competence level of any sort of officer that would fall for that.
Well, you know, you just kind of see a car go by and you look ahead and you see two heads in the back. You don't.
Okay.
Maybe the windows are a little tinted. You know, Norm CD vehicles.
Sure. How come you don't do it now, Jub?
Pics of the panda?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Maybe we will tomorrow.
All right. I didn't. This is one labeled 1998 Musers Pics of the Panda with Reiner. Let me just pick it. Just to show you that I've been digitizing.
Your head's handed to you, 5-2. I'm saying, I think that saying that is sorry. I don't think he's a sorry person. I think you can do something sorry, but not be a sorry individual.
Boy, that sounds like an argument that I might have uncovered. Hold on.
Stare you in the face with lazy eyes and I can do whatever I want.
I think this happened.
Oh, where?
The old-time print coolers
Here's the ticket. Okay, here we go. Serena, I'll do this one. Okay.
I think Norm and Andy are calling Mike
I'm
Reiner.
Laugh, Norm. I'm gonna laugh.
In 1998.
Oh, do Hello? You? Yes. Do you what? Have Prince Albert in a can?
Do I have Prince Albert in a can?
Yes.
No. What kind of question is that? Who is this?
No, no, do you have Prince Albert in a can?
No.
Say yes, Reiner.
Say yes.
Wait, let him out.
We did it. We did it. We're official ticket guys now.
Oh, he said he could never be
hey,
great.
Reiner, we got to tell you, this is Norm and
oh,
Andy.
Yeah. This is a prank call.
Thanks for being on with us.
All right, so that's just...
Man, now that is comedy there.
A random spot just to prove to you that I'm just... So anyway, I found
a Muser fight.
I did not find a Muser fight.
He will, I'm sure.
Hey, nice job really? On the e-break last week, by the way.
Yeah, I heard that. You guys are the biggest babies. If you don't win, it's a crime, and then if you do win, it's a crime.
See how we do this?
I just finally figured it out.
Welcome to my life, George.
Yeah,
it's just another. Another edition of Under the Rug,
all
where
I'm
the
saying,
Musers have swept some audio under the rug just to keep this little facade up that we're best friends and we never have a disagreement.
How about the fact that you claimed last week you had the lowest moment of your career during your show and it didn't make the e-break?
I thought y'all's was a better break.
That's uncool, man.
The lowest moment of your career could not crack the top three moments of the week.
It just it didn't seem to, no.
So
it's a big man.
Hey, it helps to be czar of your own bed, you know?
It really does.
So, George, I found another tape, which was, I found a Best of the Early Ticket. I gave that one to TC. He loves listening to these things. It was where I think we produced.
While playing
the ticket,
Madden.
The ticket produced some kind of a cassette tape with Gordo introing, and it was like the Ticket Top 10.
Yeah.
But it was Gordo, and it was all the shows and such. Oh, and then I found one, I labeled it Muser's Many Prank Calls, because apparently the Musers did a prank call of the week.
That's right.
Yes, they did.
And it was live?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes we did it live. A lot of them were taped. You know, we'd have a whole week to do it, but some of them we just did... there were several times we got in trouble for him, and we called the wolf. we called the bone and requested some Duran.
All right, now, speaking of Norm and Andy, one of the reasons I'm really rolling through this is my project. I really want to find a coveted piece of audio. I'm pretty sure I have it. But it's back in the old days when Norm and the Musers were chief rivals.
Yes.
And apparently he had gone to management and complained about Norm and Andy. And
yeah,
so the Musers...
personal because Andy would bring up some rather uncomfortable things. And,
So the Musers, the next day, they receive a talking to by Top Brass. They are told to discontinue this bit.
Here comes a boss move.
And in one of the moves that put the Musers forever on my Mount Rushmore, they will forever be the GOAT.
They're three of the four? That's nice.
Is the fact that, they're told by management, stop doing Andy Panda. It's offensive to our Radio Hall of Famer that we also employ here. So they say, okay. The next morning... And this is the tape I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
But the next morning, they rolled out the same music, the same voices. It's Norm and Andy. It's fake Norm. But they use the names Bo and Jim. And it was Norm's voice, though, and it was all the same characters, and like Andy would weird sexual stuff and all that. But it was Bo and Jim.
So did the...
And it was...
Did you guys ever get in trouble for that?
I feel like I cheered the entire... I remember exactly where I was on Northwest Highway. I lived off Plano Road, and I was heading to work. Listening to that, I can remember the intersection I was at when that hit the airwaves. I thought it was so awesome.
Yes, because we were all... we were all gathered around our radios thinking they're not really going to do it again, are they? Sure enough.
It was so great.
You know, I don't think we did take too much grief for that. I think we were bracing for it because I thought, I think we felt like there was going to be, you know, hell to pay for it, but I don't think there was.
You know, you only pay for stuff they're listening to. Like, there's no way that ticket management spends any time really listening to us, right?
No.
Okay, so, all right, so among the many things I found, I wanted to play this for you today. It's actually a very crystal clear prank call that you guys made, and I think in the past we've played a very, very scratchy version.
Okay.
But I found the original tape. It must be the original tape you guys used to make this call in the production room, and it's when you called Dale as Norm.
Oh, wow.
And you request to room with him at training camp. So picture this. Norm is asking Dale if they could room together.
All right.
And I have the very clear audio, so there's no muser laughing behind it. There's nothing. Here, let's just pick it up right when they answer the phone, I believe.
Hello.
How you doing, Mr. H?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Are you going to be in training camp next week?
All of next week.
All next week.
Uh-huh.
So you're doing your show next Friday from down there?
Yeah, this Friday and next Friday.
Okay. Have you talked to Dan?
No. Dan Bennett?
Yeah.
No, about what?
Okay. Well, where are you staying?
At the Hyatt.
Okay, good, because that's where we're staying.
Uh-huh.
Did he talk to you about room arrangements?
No.
Well, we're short of rooms.
Who's short of rooms?
Well, Cliff is. Are you staying under through Channel 8?
Right. Yeah.
Oh. Because...
Were you asking to sleep with me? No.
Well, that was going to be my point because I don't want to stay with Fish.
Yeah. No, I just got the one... I assume I got the same room. I just got the one room with the one double bed what they've always got me set up in.
Well, it's one more room than I've got.
I don't understand. What happened?
See, I thought that you were staying under Cliff. That's what Dan told me. And if that was the case, Dale, which is fine, but we're short of room, and I thought I was going to have your room, which basically turns out to be your room. I thought Dan gave you one of our rooms, so I'm short of room, because now they want me to stay with Fish.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why the hell he would have said that. I've never stayed anything like that. I mean, I've got a Channel 8 room that was booked through Channel 8 and all that kind of nonsense. And
see, I thought you did this through Dan and Mertis and everyone over here.
Uh-uh.
Mm.
I don't know where that would have come from. Did you have the Hyatt? I take it you're saying the Hyatt's completely booked up?
Yes. Booked up. All next week and then the next week, too. So, I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to stay somewhere else, unless I can stay with you.
Yeah. I hate to be a jerk, but I can't stand that. I'm sorry, but I never let anybody stay with me. We've got Channel 8 there, and I just can't stand that. And hey, quiet down. And
yeah, I've heard you snore like a walrus,
yeah,
Dale.
I've been told that. But I'm trying to say, we've got one room down at the. Some of our guys are staying down at the Wyndham,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the Wyndham's deal is. I mean. I don't know if they got openings or what, I got the room through Channel 8. You might check with Billy Matthews and see if there's anybody that, because a lot of times we will get rooms and then guys don't go or they're not staying for certain days, and there might be a possibility of something like that being able to be worked out through Channel 8. But
what if I slip on the floor?
In Billy Matthews' room, that's fine. Can you get up at 4:00 in the morning? Of course, that's by the time I get in, so it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
See, we would just bump in the night, Dale.
Yeah, we would just bump in
the night.
I'm sorry. There I can't help you. But yeah, you might. I mean, James Marsh was supposed to be going down. Billy was supposed to go. Then they're not going to go. And then Susie. I don't know. But
Maybe I can stay with Susie Woodhams.
Well, now that maybe in that case, I might be able to work out a trade here. You'd have a complete room.
Hey, have you heard... Have you heard Dunham and Miller lately? Have you heard the prank call of the week?
What?
That's what this is. It's the prank call of the week, Dale. Come on, Dale. Let me stay with you, please. Let's sleep in the same bed. Yeah, this is George.
Unbelievable. I've said this 800 times, and I'm telling you, you are unbelievable. No, you had me. I swear to you, you had me.
Oh, I know. I know I had you.
Shut up. This just strikes me as a guy who I thought for a long time he does like to sleep with me.
Boy, you thought he was really pushing for that room, too.
I swear to you. I bought it hook, line, and sinker. I mean, you're that good. I've said that before. You're that good.
Wow.
Awesome.
Man, do you have a year on that? I think that may have been 96, 95?
It might have been, because I know I got a hold of it when I got here. You gave me some old tapes, you know, like, here, you got to listen to this. We used to do this.
Here, work on
this
is
when we used to be funny. You know, George is the original fake Norm.
Yeah, that kind of
and
got
Gordo stole that.
Yeah.
Man.
The Baron of Bits took that for his own.
Yeah.
But George used to do that because
why does
Gordo
he try to keep
Andy.
You down, George?
I don't know. Next thing you know, he'll be doing school closings or something.
Now, he tried to kill that the other direction.
I know.
So you want to talk about bug chasing?
No. And you guys shouldn't either.
No. George, it's a pleasure having you on our show.
It's a pleasure to be on, and come get some wood, Dan.
Will do.
It's good to talk to you, George.
Fire's theme.
Okay, TC. Hang
theme
in
song
there,
on the way out.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah. Jubba the Weed. In a Marble Falls Street.
Thanks, Jub.
Jubba the Weed. In the club.
All right.
Make it
there
right.
He is.
Jubba the Weed says he believes in the mean.
Radio legend. The inventor of fake Norm.
For smoking weed. His life is on the sex, drugs, and violence.
Former voice of the Mean Green.
You better let the big man speak. It's the Jubba of the Week.
Have kids like that.
Yay!
Yay!
All right, bye.
Rectum.
You hang up first.
He's Mino.
The ticket.
What?
Harry's.
Oh. Harry's.com. Love to talk about Harry's.